This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Jennifer and Kara. Victoria is sick with that summer flu. Be out for a little while. So here we are holding down the fort. I'm happy to tell you that I have just taken my Neo 40 capsule. I feel like I'm going to have great health. It's say who's your what?
I said, are you feeling good now?
I am. I'm feeling like I got the energy that I wanted, but I feel like I'm tuned up. All right, so there's more good news today, Jen. The story of the free pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The free pantry gives the community a place to donate food to people who are in need in Fayetteville. Concept very simple. Anybody can place or take items inside the pantry at any time of the day. This is the work of Jessica McLeod, who was inspired to build a free pantry after she noticed that free libraries were popping up everywhere in Fayetteville.
She's
a jogger, an athlete.
Don't you guys have any of those around you? They're the little, like a little cupboard.
Place to check out books.
You can open it and anyone can
share books.
You know, I saw the coolest thing. Remember when I went out of town with my grandparents for my grandpa's birthday, and we were walking through the resort that we were staying at, just a little hotel, and there was a book sitting on the table, and we thought, oh, we should go turn this into Lost and Found. And on the cover, there was a post-it note that said, I'm here on purpose, I'm not lost. If you'd like me, borrow me, and then put me someplace else, and go online and let me know where I've been. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So people put these books all over the place. You can take them, and then you can travel, you can follow their journey online.
Very cool.
Not fun?
Nicely done. Yeah, this is very nicely done. There are people who are putting all kinds of things in there to nourish others. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, feminine hygiene products.
Very cool.
Diapers, bread, garden vegetables that people are bringing in from their own gardens to share with people. So now... Apparently, there are other communities, and I'm telling you the story because I thought perhaps we could plant a seed. I wouldn't mind doing this here in Framingham, taking some of the things that have come out of the farm, out of the garden, people who have too much of one thing. You can share it. Put it in a little store, the free pantry. Maybe you can put it to work in your community. There are lots of people who now, I think, could be encouraged to build their own pantries. How much more... You feel, this is a, one of those give back, or is it a pay ahead? I don't know whether it's pay ahead or
it's a little bit of both, but I love that. Yeah.
So it's called the Free Pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Maybe we can post a little bit more about it to Kara on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Continuing story, Twitter at Good Day Show, facebook.com/Good Day. I suppose this would be considered good news. I hope it is for many people. You remember last week, I didn't even talk about this on the air because I didn't. These sorts of things are anathema to me. I don't see any reason to tell the story about the French priest. They got killed by the two Muslim teenagers. What I'm talking about today is that over the last couple of days, there have been many Catholic masses in France and Italy, and they have been attended by, according to reports anyway, hundreds of Muslims going to these Catholic masses in show of support or solidarity with the French and the French Catholics. I thought, you see, there are people all the time who are saying, where are the Muslim leaders and why don't they speak out and why isn't there more support why isn't there more anger being registered? And I think more and more There is a cry. I think attention, not a cry, but attention being paid to this problem. Do you agree? Am I the only one who thinks this? Or are we noticing that there, I don't know if it's a trend, but that there are these sorts of things. There's an exhibition of concern. I don't know if support is the right word, but I think concern,
concern's
yes.
Concern's a good word.
Yeah, concern is a good word. But there is... I said this earlier, I was taken back last night when I was doing some shopping by the people and their dress, their garb at the local mall here. Lots of people who are Muslims who have moved into this area. And then I was taken back by, and I've said this, I think, before, mostly at Christmas time, you go walking around the malls, because I don't go to the malls. I just happen to go.
It's very rare for you to be in the mall, yeah.
I'm not in the malls, and I'm not normally a mall person, but I was in the mall last night picking up a few things, and the number of people who don't speak English floors me. Really, it just, I don't know, it's befuddling. It's not bad, it's just different. It's a wake-up. To what the realities are in most areas of the country. I live in a suburban community that's 26 miles west of Boston, and there is a large Italian-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. There is an Irish-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. And now there is a group, a lot of Brazilians who live here, a lot of Puerto Ricans. When I was a kid, they've all gone, and the Brazilians have moved in to that part of town. As a matter of fact, we have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil, any place in the United States, in this town. 5,000-6,000 of them in this little village downtown. And then there are this increasingly large group of Muslims. Let's see, who else do we have that are sort of imports, if you will? It's a very diverse community.
That's what kind of gets me. And people, maybe it's not politically correct, but there's something to assimilation that I think we saw years ago when people would come to this country and they would assimilate because they wanted to submerge themselves into American culture and they wanted to
fit.
Speak the language and they wanted to fit. And I think the dangerous thing that we're seeing right now is that people from all over are going to places all over, not just here, and they don't want to lose their original identity, which I understand, but
that's
it's
okay.
So much so that they don't
fit in.
And, that was the glaring thing when I went to the Czech Republic and they were being hit with this idea that they were going to get 1,000 Syrian refugees. And they were so upset because they said these groups of people do not want to become Czechs. They want to stay to themselves, and that's when it's dangerous. That's when you have
these
little neighborhoods
you.
Pop up. Yeah, and it's sad because we're supposed to be a melting pot, and we're supposed to be...
Well, we become a mosaic.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is now.
Yeah. All right.
It's a good way to put it.
That means something to deal with, something to think about as we work our way through the day, quarter past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kia Motors. Research suggests that millennials are applying for auto loans and buying cars at much the same rate as their parents. Last year, millennials accounted for 27% of new car sales in the U.S., making them the second largest group of buyers after baby boomers. But finding the right car can be daunting. With so many different makes and models available, how do you really know which car is right for you? James Bell, Director of Corporate Communications, Kia Motors.
The first thing to remember is that the right car for you is the one that's within your budget now and will enhance your lifestyle in the long term. Typically, I recommend that young buyers focus on finding a sedan, and a great choice is the Kia Optima, which offers style, value, performance, and the latest technology, including Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, all there to keep drivers connected.
Driving off the lot in your first car is a veritable rite of passage. Find more information and tips at Kia.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
17 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, the people who are worried about the Zika virus, those of you in Florida, this is the headline in the Miami papers and the Tampa papers and the Orlando papers, Zika! Zika! Look out for Zika!
It even sounds bad.
Zika! All right, so 14 people, according to health officials, have been infected with the virus in a northern neighborhood in Miami. Zika! Spreading around Latin America and the Caribbean. Zika! Spreads through mosquitoes, or if you have sex with somebody that's infected. Symptoms aren't that bad unless you're pregnant. The virus has been linked to severe birth defects in newborns. So the CDC yesterday told pregnant women to stay away from Miami.
Good advice, right?
But not necessarily just for that. But, yeah, look out for the Zika. Okay, other health items. This is the dumbest. This is, again, we're back to the dumb government. Yesterday, the United States something or other health agency said it's not necessary to floss.
Really?
Now, I don't know about you, but every time I have salmon or spinach,
salmon,
it gets caught in my, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4th tooth, the space between the 4th and the 5th tooth on my upper side.
Man, apples and popcorn are the worst for me.
Yep, apples, popcorn, perfect examples. So these morons are saying, the federal government yesterday, quote-unquote, dropped its guidance as to whether or not to use dental floss. So I don't know why I need the government to tell me that a piece of dental floss is going to help me get the salmon that's caught between my 4th and 5th tooth out. But I have found flossing to be very helpful for the health of my gums.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the benefit of dropping this, because it's not like, I mean, unless you were, you know, wrapping floss around your teeth and ripping your teeth out, like, it's not bad for you.
Right. It can only be good. Yeah. But yet that's what these people, they spend, that's how your tax dollars are being used.
Yeah, the World Health Organization, thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The use of dental floss not backed up by scientific proof. Well, you know that. You can say that for, there's a lot of supplements in question. We do our Good Day Health Hour in a couple of hours. Those of you who want to stick around, listen to us talk with Dr. Jack Stockwell about this report in the Consumer Reports magazine this week about how bad supplements are, and to differentiate between supplements that are synthetic and those that are natural, that come from food, real food. But these people, I'm beginning to really question Consumer Reports and who's paying for this stuff, because I begin to see a trend here that disturbs me about the way they and because they don't take advertising, they take support. And I want to see if the drug companies are giving support to Consumer Reports. I'm beginning to think that maybe that is the case, and that's why these stories are coming out.
Well,
it's
I've always found them untrustworthy, because when a different report comes out every week with a different, you know, oh, this is bad for you, oh, and the next week it's good for you, I find that a little suspicious.
Drink coffee, don't drink coffee. Drink, you know, eat lettuce, don't eat lettuce. It's always like 10 different...
Take drugs, don't take drugs.
Yeah, don't take drugs.
21 after the hour.
Please. Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anymore though. When were they new, Jen?
When I was in seventh grade.
Yeah,
about right.
That was a few years ago. It was about 25 years ago, right?
Hey.
They've been around that long? Well, no, honestly.
Actually, they have been around that long. They probably were famous. Let's try to figure it out. Uh-huh. I'm going to say like 91, 92, maybe. Mm-hmm. That's probably when they broke out.
All right. So now we have Joey McIntyre, who was with the New Kids.
Nicest guy ever, by the way.
Is he really? How do you know?
He came to my day job at CRN Radio. He had released an album of standards, actually, with our friend Don Graham, Dougie, and came in. He was on a press tour, and one of the things we have at CRN is a bunch of records, and he looks and he goes, "You think you have one of mine?" I said, "I know we do, because I alphabetized them." And so he took home one of our 45s of Please Don't Go Girl.
Really? All right, so the reason we're talking about Joey McIntyre specifically is that he has a new scripted comedy series that's going to be on Pop TV. So I give it to you and Kara to explain Pop TV and the significance of it. I know it's channel 194 on my TV, but other than that,
the channel location.
Yeah, right.
Pop TV, it's new, actually, wasn't it, Kara? Isn't it like it took over for another network?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at the website, and it looks like they have a ton of different music stuff, and they show a lot of, it looks like, old, like, 80s movies.
Old?
Whatever.
Kara's like, before I was born old.
Old movies would be movies that were produced in 1935. That's an old movie. Gone with the Wind is an
not
old
anymore.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so is stuff from the 1800s, but every, whatever.
No movies around the 1800s, but thanks anyway.
I didn't say movies, I just meant stuff.
Yeah. So he had an unscripted show that was about his life, right?
Yes, he did. And they also have done some TV stuff about the New Kids on the Block cruises that they do every year, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? Down in the Caribbean, Sam?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. Yep.
So they fill up a ship just for
yep.
fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so they've ordered 8 half-hour episodes of this new TV show, which is a comedy, and I'm not sure what. He's been on Boston Public. He was in The Heat.
Good little actor. He was actually just on the sitcom on CBS called The McCarthys. It was only on for a season, but he was pretty funny.
Yeah. Let's see, Donnie Wahlberg's putting this together. Jenny McCarthy, who's Wahlberg's wife. Tim Gibbons, who's with Curb Your Enthusiasm. Paul Greenberg, the Neil Patrick Harris show. So you've got a lot of people involved in this that have been around that know how to do this.
Right.
That's probably a help. Donnie Wahlberg, who else was it? It was Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg, who else was in The New Kids?
Jordan Knight.
What happened to him?
He's still there. They're all still touring.
Yeah. Donnie Wahlberg is, where are they out this summer, aren't they?
They're out this summer. They go and do summer tours all the time, and they're excellent in concert,
I'm trying to picture. I've seen Donnie Wahlberg from time to time on stage with his brother or with the New Kids, and I've forgotten under what circumstances. But to see him there and then to look at him playing Danny Reagan on Blue Bloods, it's some kind of... disconnect.
But you know, he's a good actor too.
He's very good in that role.
Yeah.
He's very, very good. Very believable. That's one of the things that is, and we're talking a little about television. I read something about how wonderful the chemistry is, and that's one of the things that you get from watching. Actors are actors, but I don't think you can fake chemistry. And the people apparently on Blue Bloods, Selleck, they look to Selleck as a father figure, but they all like him, and they all function well together, almost as a real family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But New Kids on the Block, they're sort of like a family as well.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Watch their behind-the-scenes videos, and they truly love each other. They wouldn't still tour if they didn't.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to watch... never mind. I was going to say something crude. 28 past the hour.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves install waterfalls in their living rooms. The have-dones enjoy local water parks and hundreds of other weekend activities. Mini golf? Think Groupon. Museum? Think Groupon. Summer fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's a bit of a square, which is not to say it sits at home practicing the clarinet. This is a Butterfinger peanut butter cup. It's square on the outside and bold on the inside. A cup that dares to mix crunchy bits of Butterfinger right into its creamy, smooth, peanut buttery goodness. A cup that grabs life by the wrapper and says, yeah, life, give me more of your crispity, crunchity Butterfinger bits. Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Devoted to public service, this is the Good Day program. It is Doug and Jennifer without Victoria, who will wish well, hold a good thought for, cares at the controls in our studio in Washington. The CNN poll shows Clinton has 45% bump up from last week. Trump went from 44% to 37%. Johnson and Weld holding steady around 9 or 10%. Ms. Stein for the Green Party has 5% support. That went up after the Clinton Democratic National Convention, actually.
Yeah, that's where a lot of Bernie people have been talked into going, is to the Jill Stein camp. Gary Johnson needs to get to 15% to make it onto a debate stage, which would be crucial for him to have a successful run.
Yeah.
Maybe this town hall is will
way
do that
do
for
it.
Him.
Yeah. I like Bill Weld. I wish he were the candidate. I think he's much better than Johnson, but it's an interesting pair, the two of them. And I think that we'll all... The reason I would not normally talk about this, frankly, but I think that this would help you, many of you, to get an idea of what these people stand for. If you don't like the choices that are presented, more and more and more people are saying the same thing. I don't like them. I like either one of them. So here's a way for you to see what some of the other options are, and it may be that it works. There are those who would say that if you vote for these guys, you're going to assure that Hillary Clinton wins. I'm not so sure about that. Frankly, I think they're more appealing to the middle of the roader, the libertarian. These two
typically
guys.
Libertarians take away from the Republican side, but Gary Johnson is definitely more of a libertarian.
Yeah, he's a liberal libertarian.
I mean, he's very liberal as far as
Bill Weld is sort of too.
Yeah, conservatives don't like this libertarian pairing because they don't necessarily protect religious freedoms. There's a lot of different stuff that they are not against. The reason I can't get on board with them is just simply because they turn a blind eye to national security, and I think at this point that's really dangerous. I don't think that that's the right move for us moving forward, but hey, everybody gets a vote.
Yeah, I don't. I think we have too much money spent on national defense. What are we getting for our money is more the question for me than what we actually have. What are we doing with that $700 billion that's being spent? That's another thing, that we're not getting any discussion on waste, fraud, corruption, and abuses. These two characters just take swings at each other, and the support staff is taking swings at each other. What issues are we hearing discussed? Zero. None. So I want them to take a stand on nachos, for example. I think it's time we find out whether Miss Clinton likes nachos.
Real cheese or Cheese Whiz?
Well, actually, the new dessert nachos that are out. There's a survey from the Center for Science of the Public Interest, which most people don't realize is Scientology. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
The Center for so they couch the. So does that
but
mean
they do
that this,
some interesting stuff?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. It doesn't discredit them.
Right.
This is food news. The unveiling of this survey of the most unhealthy restaurant meals, the most calorie laden appetizers, the entrees, the drinks, the desserts from the big chains around the country. It's number one at Pizzeria Uno. The whole hog burger.
That doesn't sound fattening at all.
No, it sounds great. Like a Carl's Jr. pile of fat. This is over a pound of meat, bacon, prosciutto cheese, pepperoni on the side.
Of course.
You can pick four different types of cheese. There's garlic mayonnaise that's used on it, pickles, and a side of fries or onion rings. Total calories.
Make that fries and onion rings.
Listen to this. One of these burgers as a meal, 2,850 calories. That's the winner.
At that point, do you even count?
Oh, my God.
When you're up there that much with the burgers, come on.
All right, next up on the list of really bad, unhealthy meals from Jersey Mike Subs, a giant chipotle cheese steak with peppers and onions. Spicy mayo, 1,850 calories.
Wow.
I don't know too much about
that. I just had Jersey Mike's for the first time yesterday for lunch, actually.
Where is it in L.A.? I don't know where they are.
Well, they're all over. They're a chain. But we actually have one by our new office. And so everybody's like, oh, you have to try Jersey Mike's, because I have not been to the store. So I want to start packing my lunches, but I can't. And had sandwiches. And they were good. I had chicken, though, so it was probably a little better than that.
Yeah. All right. So this is good news.
I hope it was.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. Cheesecake Factory, they always have too much food and it's all fattening. It's good. Fried chicken and waffles.
That
Eggs
doesn't do
Benedict.
It for me.
Mm-mm. Ew, no, it sounds terrible. Fried chicken and waffles Benedict.
People love it. It's a thing, but it doesn't do it for me.
Chicken strips, poached eggs, hollandaise sauce, a Belgian waffle, and maple syrup. 2,580 calories. Okay, here, listen to this one. The Build Your Sampler at Applebee's. You can use 2, 3, 4, 5 different appetizers. You can have cheeseburger egg rolls, soft pretzels, beer cheese dip, chicken quesadilla, buffalo wings, spinach and artichoke dip. 3,390 calories, boys and girls. Let's see what else we got here. Dave and Buster's short rib and cheesy mac steak sandwich with beef short ribs, macaroni and cheese, tater tots. 1,900 calories, 42 grams of saturated fat. Yeah, that'll be good
for you.
That's
the good kind of fat.
All right. Sonic, the R44 grape slush with candy rainbow, a rainbow candy.
That sounds like a waste to me. Like having a large amount of calories in a drink, that's a lot.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Calories for that, by the way.
We got any spots for Buffalo Wild Wings this week, Kara?
I think this is enough of one.
Really?
Although I don't know if anybody will go after this.
A fried flour tortilla with 4 scoops of ice cream and sugar on top of that with gooey breaded cheesecake bites.
Actually, I would eat that.
2,100 calories, 64 grams of saturated fat.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, my God. These are the worst, the most unhealthy meals available at public restaurants in the country, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't you happy you were listening?
So if you eat anything else, you're doing all right.
Right.
You know what, Jen? I agree with you, though, that it's such a waste on the drinks when they have that many calories, because it's the same with Starbucks. You get any of the Frappuccinos or anything, especially the, like, what's the biggest one?
The Trenta.
Yeah, that thing is huge. Right. But that must have, like, 1,000 calories in it. And then you drink it,
and you're still hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Load me up with a fried cheesecake. I'd rather chew something.
For those of you who go out drinking late at night,
uh-oh,
McDonald's is testing a walkthrough for drunk customers instead of driving through a walkthrough. Satisfy your middle of the night cravings for a Big Mac. The move certainly is going to be a good one for every drunk, every McDonald's lover that's out late at night. They're trying it in England first. McDonald's spokeswoman said that the walkthrough came about as a way of inviting customers to a new restaurant that was right next to a new nightclub. So they walk out of the nightclub and they walk over to McDonald's and they, you know, they'd, oh, give me a blah, blah, blah.
You know,
that again, sir?
This is entrepreneurship at its finest, because there's right. Nothing I want more than when I leave a bar than like a piece of pizza or a cheeseburger.
There you go. That'll sober you right up. Okay, in a moment, Whole Foods has a new slogan. Or maybe not. 43 past the hour.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common, so her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the lens of liberty and fought back, telling the town council, if I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows. She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
46 minutes past the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn with the Care at the Controls. Okay, so Whole Foods went to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office to somehow trademark World's Healthiest Grocery Store. However, the Food and Drug Administration said, not so fast. Listen to this.
Whole Foods applied to get a new slogan, World's Healthiest Grocery Store. But that idea was rejected. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says that claim is way too hard to prove. The agency called the phrase laudatory. After all, it would be almost impossible to determine how healthy every grocery store in the world is. Whole Foods already markets itself as America's healthiest grocery store, but the world's healthiest is a tougher sell. Interestingly, Whole Foods doesn't actually have that many stores in other countries. The Washington Post reports the chain operates in just 3 countries. Although it launched its first location abroad in 2002, it still only has 20 stores outside the U.S. But last year, the company did announce plans to expand in Canada. If the chain wants to pursue the world's healthiest trademark, it has 6 months to respond to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Okay, so I got a better idea.
Yeah.
I always have a better idea.
You do.
Instead of calling himself the world's healthiest grocery store, this is much better and much more accurate. The world's most expensive grocery store.
Definitely.
How about that?
Yeah, and not hard to prove. Just walk.
Yeah, that's easily proved. Wasn't it last week or the week before?
The world's scariest grocery store. I always feel so intimidated in there with all the yogis in there. It's crazy.
There's a Wegmans opening. You don't know what a Wegmans is.
I don't know Wegmans.
Wegmans is a supermarket chain that I think started in either Buffalo or Rochester, New York, and they spread all around New York State. Now they're coming into New England. They are fabulous, and they will give
what
Whole
is it
Foods.
Similar to?
Well, it's Whole Foods, but they prepare things. They have an atmosphere in there that's warm and family-like. You can test foods. You can do all kinds of things, but the quality is what is so remarkable about them. They really have extraordinary quality, and that's what they're known for, so moving into the area, they're in a mall, though. I don't want to go to a mall.
Well,
I'd rather
stop.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. All right, Jennifer, name me one Olympic athlete going to Rio. Name one.
Is Ryan Lochte going? But he's not swimming, right?
No, he's going. He's swimming.
He's swimming? All right,
yeah.
How about him?
Okay. Are you going to give
that?
Me the same one, Kara? Have you got a separate one, another one?
I'm going to give you Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky and Simone Biles. And
what's the story with Simone Biles? I've been reading a lot about her. What's her story?
She's a gymnast, and I think people think she might be the best that has ever been. She's
really?
Apparently really great all around. So
as a gymnast?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
Probably not even in her 20s, if that, like 20. Because don't gymnasts stop at like 22?
Yeah, they always look very young.
Yeah.
What about, you said Phelps. I didn't know. Phelps, I thought was done. He's going back to the Olympics.
Yeah, he's going back. Yeah. Well, because he broke the record for the first man to go to 5 Olympics in a row, I think.
That fencing lady. What's her name?
I love her. That fencing lady.
Mohammed. I don't know what her first name is. But she looks like she's going to be somebody to contend with.
Beefy arms, Dougie?
No, not necessarily. 10 before the hour.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
A good place for you to be. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guide, has been around for decades, helping people come up with the best deals and interesting trips and ideas. We're entering the fall deal zone, and we'll get some expertise on how to buy and what to buy from Pauline Frommer in just a minute.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Bob.
So how much do you have to do for your kid to earn the title Good Parent? How much do you have to do for your child to earn the title
entitled good parents. Well, many parents believe they are not good parents unless they do everything for their kid. As a result, many children are growing up not knowing how to cook, clean, or take proper care of themselves. Here's the developmental science of it. Bring a child into the house and you add about 50% more cooking, cleaning, and laundry.
You kids are driving me crazy!
The point here is that it's never too soon to involve children in housework. The earlier you involve them, the more likely they are to see these activities as responsibilities and routine.
They're not kids, they're midgets.
What's the chief psychological trick? Kids are part of the family. Good parents involve their children and teach them how to do rather than doing things for them. Check out my book, Chief Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Today on App Check, flight control. You're an air traffic controller landing planes at a busy airport. $5 for iPad, $1 for iPhone, and worth every penny. Flight control.
It's a hit.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
55 past the hour. Happy to have back Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers Travel Guides. So, Pauline, it looks like we're into the fall deal zone. There isn't a day go by on my computer or my email that I don't have three or four items of interest. Buy a ticket for $23 or some other thing like that. What's the best? Is this the best time in the good weather to be traveling as far as being able to afford to travel?
So long as you're not going to what are called leaf peeping destinations.
Ah.
Those are really crowded in the fall. People love to see the autumn foliage. But pretty much anywhere else in the world, yeah, prices are going to drop because the kids are back in school. So that's a huge chunk of the population that won't be traveling.
I've been thinking about taking a trip in late September, maybe early October, to various destinations in Europe, and I guess I wonder, I looked at the prices earlier and I got sort of scared away from doing it. Now, if I believe or if I hear what you say, this is the time to do it. How much lead time do you need? A month or less in order to pick the right deals for the right places?
Well, we're not seeing as many last-minute deals as we used to. So if you're thinking of traveling in the fall, I would start looking now. I don't think there are going to be that many last-minute deals. However, there are some great deals if you're willing to take some risk. For example, it's hurricane season in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
A lot of Caribbean resorts will give you guarantees that if your vacation gets washed out, they'll get your money back, and your money will be much lower. That's for both Caribbean cruises and for Caribbean vacations. In Europe, we've seen a drop-off in the number of flights going there.
Mm-hmm.
Your flight going there may be slightly more expensive, but costs on the ground are down because the euro and the British pound, obviously, because of Brexit, continue to drop in value. So
yeah.
It's a good time there.
I'm on one of your Frommer sites looking at a Royal Caribbean cruise liner in a port with a picture of people on these little skiffs traveling through it, and it looks so huge in these little ports, these big ships get in there. Isn't it amazing that they can get in? And sometimes they have to use their little boats to get people to shore, but it really is amazing to see some of these huge ships in some of these small little locations.
Yes, but some of them they can't get into, and that's why they've created their own personal islands, which I think is kind of a cheat. You go to this little island, and it's all Royal Caribbean, or it's all Norwegian, or Holland, or whatever it is, and it's not quite the authentic experience you hoped for when you took a cruise. You're probably going to get a more authentic experience of the destinations if you take a mid-sized cruise ship. Some of those now stay overnight in ports, so you don't have to rush back to the ship in a panic.
Mm-hmm. Best days of the week to fly, cheapest ones anyway. Tuesday, I think, is it, isn't it? Along with Wednesday and Saturday, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, for most destinations. It varies, but yes, that's the general rule of thumb.
Yeah. All right, keep that in mind. If you're planning on traveling, you have a lot of free time in the fall, now's the time to start thinking about it. Pauline Frommer.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.